All right, you ready?
Yeah, man.
All right, welcome to the Dirt Bike Reader Podcast. No, that sounds too gay. Welcome to the Dirt Bike. Welcome to the Dirt Bike Reader Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and we are with Alex.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, just living the life of lockdown. I think everyone's probably sick of talking about it, but yeah, a couple of weeks to go, and be back out there.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's getting closer and closer, mate. It's you can almost taste it.
Almost taste it. Yeah. Almost taste it. It seems to be well suited for these little burrito bites we're going to do.
Well, that's exactly it. We're going to start doing some burrito bite episodes just to tie people over, because there's not much traveling going on really, you know, for racing, which is most of the time people listen to these between races or kind of G'd up.
Mate,
for
even
events.
Even on the way to and from work.
Yeah,
no one's, I'm certainly not traveling to work. So it's 3 hours of my day I don't listen to podcasts.
But are you going to go travel back to work once everything goes back to normal?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay. Well, then that's good. Well, so we should tell everyone what's happening. We're doing a series of burrito bite episodes. That's it. About 15, 20-minute episodes with kind of riders, organizers, and, you know, professionals in the motorcycle industry.
That's it.
We think this is the best way to bring questions from the fans straight to the people that they want to be asked to.
Yeah, and also, you know, we've chatted about this in the past, is if there's racing on, you know, you can talk for days about racing and all that sort of stuff, but we don't have the opportunity to get with these guys at the moment because of the restrictions, so little tasty morsels keep people going.
Yeah, absolutely, and we've got some really cool guests talking about some cool things, hopefully in 2022, which is which is what we're all about, and then and a few kind of things that in regards to bike maintenance, some nutritional stuff, some training stuff. What's even going to happen in motorcycling for 2022? I know there's a lot of things going on with just statewide rounds for the hard enduro stuff that got announced, which is quite exciting. I think the Transmoto stuff got announced too, so that'd be quite cool to look into that and see what's going to happen there, because hopefully we'll do a few more of them as well.
Mate, that was a great event. The Strat event was a cracker. I enjoyed that very much. But I think 2022 is going to be a big year for dirt bike riding, you know, in every discipline. Everyone's going to be frothing to go riding. So,
well, I think also that people haven't been riding this year much here in the New South Wales and Victoria anyway, so it's just going to be a huge explosion. Obviously, it's been great still to be able to see Queensland and WA do so many events and ride
absolutely.
So much. That was absolutely awesome. Hopefully we get to talk to the guys at the Kalgoorlie Desert Race as well, because I'm really interested to see, because that's obviously going to go ahead. But there's been some amazing racing, even the Don Dash River stuff. Moss Maniacs went a couple of weekends, or last weekend too.
Last weekend, I think,
So there's been really cool racing, but for us, it's just been an absolute slog.
It has been, and you know, I'm looking further afield for my kind of fix. I'm now following the States a bit more, obviously there's plenty happening for Australians over in the American motocross scene, which has been really exciting to watch over the last couple of weeks. So, you know, my attention's turned international because those guys are still racing.
Absolutely. Even the speedway stuff's absolutely crazy. The Australians over there are absolutely killing it. And I think it's been great to be able to bring stories from overseas riders to the people in lockdown. So this is just a great thing. Two episodes a week, Wednesday and Friday, just to keep people tied over, get some cool questions. But I think that's the other point that we want to raise. We want you guys to send the questions to us.
Yeah, sure.
If you have a question for anybody in any regards, send it to us and we'll find out, whether it be bike maintenance. I think we'll be talking to Carusi at some point. From KTM. We're even talking to some other mechanics too, so you can kind of get a broad spectrum of bike maintenance, not just on the KTM Husqvarna Gas range.
No, that's right.
We'll be talking to some people, some importers for some bikes too, so that's quite exciting. Mm. Some of the new bikes that have been brought into Australia. Who else are we going to chat to, mate? I think there's a fairly long list.
Well, like you said earlier, you know, event organisers, talking about 22 calendars, 2022 race calendars for both, you know, hard enduro, transmoto, all those sorts of things. And, you know, there'll be a dietitian, there'll be some sports, some physical guys there. So, yeah, it should be some good stuff.
Absolutely. And from a guy, from you, my friend, who's been I think today you just said you even sat out and just started your bike. It must be a crazy thought to be able to go ride soon, mate.
I did. I went down to the garage and pulled all the boys' bikes, my bike out, and started them all up and mucked around in the back paddock for a little 10 minutes before the neighbours started glaring over the fence at me. But, yes, it's... They've all been serviced. They're all sitting down there waiting to go. So I think we'll be back out probably towards the end of the month for a ride up where I take the boys riding. So very, very keen. The boys every day ask me how many days to lockdown, Dad, how many days to lockdown. So, or to the end of lockdown, I beg your pardon. So we'll would definitely be out there straight away.
And when is it for you? It's 11th, isn't it?
Well, mate, I think it's still a little bit of a moving target. The 11th is 70%. Unfortunately, 70% doesn't let people travel from regional Sydney to the... from Sydney to regional New South Wales. That's right. 80%. But that should only be a week after that. I think they're talking about the 18th of October.
Oh, right.
Which means that's a Monday, which means the following weekend, the 22nd, 3rd, whatever that day falls, will be our first weekend out.
Oh, mate. And I guess that's... I mean, you're in the northern suburbs. I mean, it's just going to be an explosion of riders coming out to, say, Blue Mountains or...
I reckon that first weekend you're right, all the hotspots in Sydney, the Wattigans, Lithgow, Zigzag, Nunes, all the way through there, I reckon there'll be a car park of bikes. Yeah.
Which is great, though. it's great.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, I think it's funny. I've been talking to some people, like, we're traveling COVID safe with permits, so don't get up me. But when we travel and you know, chat to people, people are really, even who haven't ridden bikes in 2 or 3 years, have now like dusted them off and dusted some gear off and are ready to go.
Absolutely. The other thing that's happened is I've noticed a lot of, I think there's a lot of little kids, a lot of my boys' friends that haven't ridden bikes who are now kind of getting into bikes. I think they see it as a pretty good thing to do and something they wanted to probably do prior to lockdown. They've had 14, 15 weeks to think about it, and they're now out there doing it. Well, will be out there doing it.
Yeah, I think it's also going to be interesting to see the injury rate at hospitals once...
just thinking that. I've already started the talk with my boys saying, "Now, listen, boys, the first weekend, take it easy, 50%, 60%. Yeah. It takes a bit of time to get back into it."
Yeah, but then it'll be dad that's the one that ends up cartwheeling.
I was going to say, you know, he's going to crash the silly old one.
Yeah, they're going to be, "Dad, you told us to calm down." It's like, "Yeah, well, monkey see, monkey do. It's not the way it goes here, right?"
Very much. Absolutely. Yeah. But it was my bike.
But, I mean, there's still a few things hopefully going to go ahead. You know, there's a Transmoto events that could potentially go through the end of the year. Maybe a Wildwood in Victoria. Yeah. I think there could be a few things still to watch for in the end of the year.
Well, like you, we've entered Wildwood. I've got fingers and toes crossed that we can get down there, whether borders open or not. That's another thing. But, there's still a little bit. The COVID body might not pull up so well after Wildwood.
Mate, I thought after speaking to Kelly Flett, you'd be bloody all over your diet stuff now.
Spring's eternal. Yeah, that's true. Oh, no, I'm an athlete. Don't worry about that. Mate, I'm a wreck. You wait till you see me.
I can't wait to put my big arms around you, mate.
you look like a fat version of Alex.
Anyway. Hey, did you eat Alex? Where did he go?
Yeah,
holy shit.
That's it. I'm on the turtle diet.
But you said that when you go away to go riding, you're going to go back up to Hartley. Is that right?
Yeah. So where I take the boys is up to a little place called Hartley, just over the Blue Mountains. And it's brilliant. It's pretty basic stuff, but there's three little motocross tracks there and there's some bush riding for the boys. So I just chase the boys around that. In fact, I got semi-inspired during the break. I might end up buying a little motocross bike just to chase the boys around on, because you can never have enough bikes. So I might add a motocross bike to the stable and just use that up there and follow them around and learn a bit about motocross. I think it'd be another cool discipline to have. Watching the fast guys ride those motocross tracks is just inspiring. So
yeah, I mean,
there might be a little cheeky purchase, mate.
Yeah. I do. I don't like the fact, though, that you've used me as an example of why you should buy another bike.
But that's what I say to my wife.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Jeremy's got three. Why can't I have three?
I don't like that because I'm now in the bad books with your missus, and I really like her. She's really nice. So,
she's all right.
I don't know why you do that to me, but I'll make sure that I'll get mine back on you. Don't you worry about that.
You know, you've got a standing invitation here. You know that.
Yeah, but how about you?
I mean, you've done a bit of riding out there because you can ride within that limitation of your house, can't you?
Yeah, so the riding is just behind my place, which is really lucky. So we're able to ride. But the thing is, just because you can doesn't mean I have been. With COVID, we've just been so busy with work and it's just, unfortunately, it just hasn't happened. I get a ride here or there, but we're just so on the edge. Well, we have been so on the edge with work. It's too scary to really be able to take a day off here or there. It's just kind of been managing and getting permits and things like that.
Yeah. Well, I talk to you probably every second day, and, you know, just to tell everyone that's listening that your work changes daily. Permits change at the drop, you know, at the strike of a pen. You need to cancel and reapply dozens and dozens of permits, which costs you time and money and all those sorts of things. So it's at the moment you kind of can't just leave it run for a week and go riding.
No, and weekend stuff too. Like, we've also just had bad weather up here. We've been kind of
Yes,
weekend after weekend of rain and frosts and things like that. So, look, it's just an excuse. I understand that, and I'm good at it.
Oh,
But
no, reality,
I think,
reality, yeah.
once everything opens up, it's just going to be hell for leather. I think this
Yeah,
weekend we're
well.
going to go riding in the next couple of weekends because we're still kind of optimistic that we may get to go down to Wildwood, which would be awesome. But at the same time, you just don't really know as well. Like, you just never know if they're going to change their mind and we go into another lockdown for some mad reason or what the go
Yeah,
is.
correct.
So, no,
And
anyway.
mate, where's what? And obviously, you've missed the front line as well. I mean, that was something that
Oh,
was a massive bucket list for you this year.
yeah, that was a
The
huge
bike was
one.
prepped, it was all ready to go, and you could catch up with your dad and all sorts of things.
Yeah, it was going to be great. My dad was going to fly over from New Zealand and we were going to go do it together. It was going to be awesome, but no, it just all died. On Point Moto and suspension had the bike all set up. Whole shot graphics got it looking mint. It's actually still in Sydney now because there's no rush for me to get it back. So it's a sad day
We had
for
the
front
tower,
line.
Scotty Britton will do the tower,
So yeah,
and
Scotty Britton to the tower, and then it's just been, I mean, awesome. Houlihan helped out quite a bit too with tires and things like that. So it was a real kind of
that was
universal
before,
bike that then
absolutely.
that now sits in the shed, and hopefully it'll warm up, and we may get a couple of rides because we do a little bit of work out west, Wyalong way. So I may meet up with some riders out there, but I think for now we're just gonna keep riding the best we can, and it's starting to warm up too, which is even better for us. And I really hope that people just enjoy these short episodes that we're gonna bring to them.
Absolutely, mate. Like you said, if anyone's got any questions, just jump on the socials, shoot us a text. Any guests you want us to try and get in touch with, we're happy to reach out to anybody that, is of interest. We've got a few people lined up, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
For anyone else, yeah.
If it's about events, if it's about bikes, if it's about health or fitness or
Yeah.
just anything, we're going to be talking to so many people over the next couple of months until we can really start traveling and opening up. I think it makes sense for you just ask a question and we'll get it addressed.
We'll do our best.
Yeah, and until then, I guess, Alex, we just keep living this best lockdown life and live vicariously through Instagram.
I might go start my bikes again to smell some two-stroke for a few minutes.
Yeah, don't worry, mate. I took my little one on a bike on just around the backyard on the weekend, just ran around in circles, and that I forgot how hope to start the bike. It was useless, mate.
Well, I forgot. I got dumped on my bike, and I'm, oh, is this this feels bigger than I remember.
Yeah, I was
I'm a
insane.
little bit scared.
I was like, "Whoa, the suspension's really stiff in this." I was like, "Oh no, it just hasn't been moving for so long."
I jumped on Jack's little gas 65. I went, oh, this is more me. I'll just putt around on this.
Yeah, you've been on your push bike and you're like, "Oh, that's way too much power. Anything else but a push bike."
Yeah. Oh, it's so noisy.
You're like those damn hoons.
Oh, I love it. I love
All
it.
right, mate. Well, look, thanks for your time. Thanks for
Mate,
staying with
legend,
us
no
over
problem.
COVID, and hopefully we can keep bringing some dope episodes to people over the next couple of weeks.
Done, man. Keep safe.
All right, brother.
See you, bud.